continuing our conversation with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, we were talking about the budget and this prospective 20% cut.
Yes.
Is there any work right now in terms of what that would mean, or is this something that you'll be doing over the next several weeks?
Well, we've done some preliminary work to see where the major areas would be that we would go to get those types of reductions. But as far as having a good model that we'd put forward at this point on a 20% cut, no, that's not the case yet. I will say this, as we work on this, one of the things that I'm trying to share with the campus is that we probably can't get to that level of budgeting, that sort of reduction. And again, I want to emphasize that this is only the first instruction. It doesn't mean that that's what the state budget will look like, but that work has begun to create some different scenarios for the governor-elect's budget team. But I'm trying to say to the campus a very clear fact. We cannot just look at across-the-board reductions and get to this level of cut for the budget. We're going to have to make some decisions about things we would not continue to do, about some areas where we may have to get out of the business to ensure that kind of that inner core of responsibility tied to our mission is fulfilled, and that's academic programs and core student services. It's very difficult to go to every unit on campus and say, figure out a plan for a 20% reduction from your state appropriation. That's what we're talking about here, on the state money. But to go in and make that sort of reduction without weakening the entire system. So there is going to have to be some picking and choosing about what we fund, what we let lay fallow possibly for some time or get out of the business of doing to maintain the strength in those core programs and services. And that's going to be a tough, you know, that's just going to be a tough exercise for our campus.
Certainly difficult for administrators and even, you know, from top to bottom,
yes,
for people to look at. But before you even get there, we have to finish the fiscal year 2015.
That's right.
That includes still this question over whether or not there will be an extension of the income tax increase. Governor-elect Rauner has talked about, at first, no, we don't want it, and mm-hmm. now, well, if we keep it, it needs to be paired with other things. Do you have any guidance on what's going to happen?
We do have some guidance, again, from the Board of Higher Education based upon conversations with soon-to-be Governor Rauner's budget folks, and that is to look at anywhere from a 5% to 10% holdback for this year. Now, of course, as your astute listeners know, Jennifer, when you push that kind of reduction into half of the fiscal year, it equates to a 20% cut. And we're going to be looking at that as well. But one of the things I've said throughout this is that knowing that we would get some sort of directive like we received, I would really like to do everything possible for the remainder of this fiscal year, from now until June 30, to try to look at every source we can, whether it be reserves, whether it be pulling back on some cash positions, what have you, to get through this spring without severe disruption to campus operations. I am not one within an organization who likes this whipsawing that that is given to issuing edicts without thinking through the ramifications of such. Now, we may have to do some severe things into the spring, depending on what we have handed to us, on the assumption that the extension to the tax increase won't pass. But I'd really like to do everything I can to keep operations continuous through the spring, use that time then to put together fairly broad-based groups, inclusive of our constituencies, and thinking through how we deal with a potential 20% drop in state appropriations. One other thing, too, that I'll say. We also know that part of what will help offset this is going to be some sort of increase, potentially, in tuition and fees. Now, it's way too early to start announcing what that would be or knowing where the board wants to go. But we're at a point where I don't think we can just automatically say we're going to freeze tuition and fees heading into the 2015-16 year. We have to weigh what happens with that, along with these cuts that we anticipate will take place, and use both revenues and expenditures to get us to a point where we can put together a budget, depending upon where the final state budget comes in. Again, I still think that 20% loss of state appropriations would be the worst case scenario. We've got a long time to go before we see a state budget done. Many people weighing in, lots of things to happen, and we hope we can pull back from that. But we will model numbers to be ready to deal with it in that worst case scenario.
Just a short amount of time we have remaining, too. I know you've been watching the court case when it comes to the state's pension overhaul. Last week it was thrown out. It now goes to the state Supreme Court. Still a wait and see?
Yes, it is a wait and see, although when you talk to folks who are certainly more knowledgeable in this arena than I, you have a hard time finding someone who thinks that the state Supreme Court is just going to throw all of this out and declare the pension reform law constitutional. So we're bracing for this, and of course one way it may get dealt with is through a cost shift to school districts, universities, and that would be again just a double bind for us, in addition to what we're seeing with the potential loss of the extension of the income tax increase.
We're, of course, keeping an eye on that. SIU President Randy Dunn, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jennifer.